You're about to listen to the GD Ponderosa podcast. GD may not mean what you think. To us, it means Green Divas and Green Dudes. We've moved our act up to the recording studio formerly known as Ponderosa, meaning Ponder the Rose, not the Bonanza Ranch that some think of. So now we're GD Ponderosa Studios, and our team of audio geeks and producers make music, podcasts, videos, audiobooks, live events, and all kinds of creative mischief. More than a studio, we are like a wonderful, wacky family. Join us on this journey and be entertained as we share a slice of life and the creative process up here at GD Ponderosa. Well, hey, and welcome to another GD Ponderosa podcast.
Here in Lafayette, New Jersey, at Ponderosa Studios.
Oh, yeah, and we're still perky. Even after being, well, actually.
It might actually be a little punchy.
Punchy might be a better term, actually. But we've already done the interviews that you're going to hear later, which is kind of interesting and fun, because now I really know what I'm talking about. You know, sometimes we're just like making it up like, oh, you're going to hear later. So we do have a really fun show lined up for you. So
very exciting stuff. I love hearing the stories from our musicians from the studio here.
Yeah, Brian St. John is who we're talking to today. We're going to get to hear some of his music that was recorded here with our Tom Askin.
Yeah.
And there's some great stories and a nice interview. And we also checked in with Tom from GD Ponderosa Studio Sparta, the dungeon. I think it should also be known as the dungeon. It's funny, you know. I mean, and it has been sort of the string of rainy welt spring, you know.
Right.
And it has been a little gloomy.
Just for about 3 days, but today we had some sun.
Yay!
And oh God, things are getting so green and spring-like here, which has been really fun. So I've been working on the garden.
Oh, yes, you have.
I've got the whole compost layer out there, and our studio manager is going to come by and help me build the fence all the way around the outside.
You mean Farmer Kev?
Farmer Kevin.
Well, as it turns out, he actually grew a lot of vegetables in that. He's the one that set that garden up.
Yeah, he started originally. It was a little wayward by the time we moved in.
Yeah.
So I've built it up. Last fall, I layered it and, you know, it's all ready to go.
And we've got seeds, organic, non-GMO, heritage, many of them, seeds.
And some have been hard to find because apparently other people are working on gardens as well.
Yeah. Well, there's some food insecurity floating around out there. I mean,
yeah.
I'm not sure that that's real, but I'm okay. We wanted to grow stuff anyway.
This is already
on our agenda. And guess what? We're going to have eggs.
Fresh eggs with our little chicks.
Oh, all right. Those little chicks.
Uh-huh.
They have doubled in size since Saturday. I'm not kidding. 4 days.
Oh my gosh. They are so
They're like chickens
so fast.
Now.
Yeah.
And
they still can't go outside because it's still a little too chilly for them.
Yeah, Wayne built a really awesome corral. I call it the chicken corral.
Oh, yeah.
In the garage, which, frankly, they could probably live there forever and be pretty happy, but...
They're very happy right now.
But you know what? We probably should leave that there for the wintertime. If it gets too cold, they can just go into their little corral.
Yes, you might actually move them in there anyway, depending on how things go.
Yeah, but I'm looking forward to all that, and... So the girls are very spoiled still, in case anybody's wondering.
You haven't named them yet, have you?
No, but there's one, they're starting to get some distinctive features. They really all looked alike before, I'm sorry. I couldn't distinguish them. But there's one with a really broad white, like all white chest.
Uh-huh.
One of the Sussex speckled girls.
Uh-huh.
And, then, you know, so she's distinctive. And then there's one that's pretty aggressive, but I can't, like, hey there.
So yeah. You'll get to that.
Yeah, no names yet, but I'm starting to identify. I'm like, oh, yeah, I know you. I know your kind. Now, they're good girls. I figure, you know, if you compared them to human growth,
yeah,
the age, they're bitchy teenagers right now.
Right.
And I'm in that awkward stage, but they're kind of bitchy too.
Yeah.
But they're good. We're, you know.
They're not responding to authority right now.
They run away. They're actually, I sing to them every morning and they're always looking at me a little sideways until I start singing. And then they're like, okay, it's you.
Oh,
okay,
nice.
Mom.
feed me.
Yeah. Just feed me. And they are eating literally like three
teenagers.
Whole things a day. You know, Wayne refills the feeder full three times a day.
Yeah.
Oh my God. They're like growing hens.
So that's what's going on up here at the GD Ponderosa. So what I've been hearing about and, you know, saddened about every day, I hear about a different musician that's come down with, you know, with people in general, but of course our focus here is musicians.
Yeah. First it was like Jackson Browne. You're like, oh no.
I know.
And then John Prine, we're like, what?
Yes.
No.
And what it's making me do is listen to their music.
Yeah. I appreciate it differently, right?
Appreciate them again or whatever. And then one of my favorites, Ray Benson from Asleep at the Wheel. He's an Austin boy who has his own studio down there, by the way. It's a really nice studio. And he introduced me when I was trying to build an editing studio in a mobile unit on a bus. He introduced me to the guy who keeps his bus because they're on the road all the time.
Right.
And that's when I fell in love with Prevost buses, which are the, you know, Rolls Royce of the bus world. And
yeah, the touring bus world.
Yeah. So anyway, he's a great guy. I send my shout out to him and wish him well and good health. And then we're looking around to see how can we help? What do we know?
Well, so one of the things I stumbled upon was Billboard has a really good comprehensive list of resources for musicians for state by state support.
Yeah.
As well as federal support for artists and musicians. We'll put that link in the description for this particular piece. So look for that.
Uh-huh.
And they also have a running list of the musicians who are turning
reporting.
Out positive and reporting in that they're, I think at this time you want to support all the musicians because even if they're not sick, they're not playing out.
Right. Everybody's struggling. So one of the ways that you can support them is to go to their own websites, buy their music, buy their merch, support them that way. That will really help them a lot at this time.
And some of them are actually literally have donation buttons on their
GoFundMe pages and that sort of thing. So,
yeah. So, you know, yeah. Do that.
If you can.
Do that.
Do that thing. Yes. If you can. Play their music, buy their music, buy their merch.
Well, and so for our particular musical community up here, this is why we're doing, part of why we're doing this podcast is to highlight our various musical family members.
And on that note, let's talk to
Tom. Well, hey, Tom.
Good afternoon, guys.
How is the GD Ponderosa Sparta studio doing today?
We are up and away, working away. I miss you guys, though, and I miss being up there. I can't wait to get up. As a matter of fact, I need to run up there maybe tonight or in the morning. I've got to grab some Denny Tilton files.
Oh!
Yeah, we're working on a 9-song album, and 2 of the tracks are ready to go, ready to be mixed. So I'm going to run up and grab the files and bring them back and get to work on those.
We have to talk to Denny soon, then.
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, for sure.
So a little bit further in this podcast, you're going to hear a wonderful interview with Brian St. John, who is a friend and cohort.
One of our extended family of musicians.
But he's a buddy of Tom's, and they've done some fun work together, which you'll also get to hear.
Well, I'm glad you got the chance to talk with Brian. Brian's a dear friend and just a phenomenal songwriter. I met Brian years and years ago. We've done some playing together, and he asked me to join in with him when he was getting ready to record a record up at the studio. So we put together this phenomenal group, Brian Cornish on drums, Eric Lagg on bass, and Brian and I. And we just, we did it. Brian will or probably did tell you a little bit about how we recorded it, but it was just a phenomenal process. We all gathered right in the center of the live room for each of the records that we did, and just loved it and can't wait to do some more with Brian.
It's a great sound, too. And I love hearing the Hammond.
Yes, the way you guys use that Hammond.
Yeah, it's funny because I'm I'm a guitarist and but I play piano and organ as well. Not really my first instrument, that Hammond organ, but It really was a challenge for me, but one that really was something that was uplifting for me, because I really found that, you know, falling in love with Brian's songs and being inspired and with the rest of the musicians and the rest, I'll never forget it. And I hope for the opportunity to come up again. I guess Brian is writing another record. We just spoke this afternoon, and he's bringing that new record up to GD Ponderosa.
That's so what
really
he said.
Yay, oh yay.
Got a lot of fun stuff to look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And the homeschooling's going well at home?
That's all going great. I mean, they're, you know, Aaron and I are very blessed. The kids, you know, to get up in the morning, they have their breakfast, they do their work, they get it knocked out, and they do it pretty quickly because they want to just get on with the rest of the day and do some other stuff and get outside and walk the dog and get some sunshine. So, but it's going well. Thank you.
Great.
Well, at least there's a little sunshine today. I don't know when this is going to be out there, but we've had a few rainy days, and it's tough when you're kind of stuck. It's a little extra gloomy. You're like, wait, oh.
Right, right, exactly. Yeah, especially, I think I've mentioned before, my rig is set up down in the lower level here. There are no windows, so it's just kind of dark, which, you know, is good. There's pluses and minuses. It's good because I'm kind of secluded and I'm focused and I'm just knocking stuff out. But it's always nice to run upstairs to grab that next cup of coffee and see if the dog wants to go outside and see what's happening out there. So it's nice.
So yeah, down in the dungeon. Well, I guess on a rainy day, you're not necessarily feeling so bad to be down in the dungeon. You're not missing anything.
That's true. Absolutely. Absolutely.
As always, great to chat with you, and look forward to when we can all chat in the same room.
Well, we'll wait. When you come up to the studio, you let us know and we can wave, you know, we can yell on the pathway.
Sounds great. Sounds great. Thanks as always, you guys. Thanks,
you
Lisa.
Bet.
Thanks, Meg.
All right.
Okay.
House was a little bit colder this morning. Little bit of chill gone from the March air. Out the window, the frost burns my windshield. I guess I couldn't even care.
Hey, Brian, how are you?
Excellent. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Well, you know, we're just trying to be all creative and jolly in our social isolation.
Yeah, and we're just loving checking in with our extended GD Ponderosa family.
I appreciate your reaching out. Like you said, any time we can be social under these trying times, I think is great. So I appreciate it.
And we want to shine light on some of your amazing music, which Lisa and I have just really sat and paid attention to closely in preparation for this. And wow, what fun.
Great.
Oh, thank you so much. It's really been a pleasure over the years to record at the studio, and I just love being a part of the family.
Speaking of the extended family, tell our audiences how you learned about GD Ponderosa and how you first got associated with the studio.
I learned about GD Ponderosa through, I want to say his official title is maybe general manager, but to me, he's just my buddy, Tom. I used to teach with his wife, and we were actually on a trip, like a class trip type thing over a weekend. And he said, I know you write songs. It's been a little while. Do you have any material? I played him a few things, and he was like, we got to make a record. And that was a record called The Cove, and we've done a few more together since then. So, you know, I love working with Tom. He's so easy to work with.
He's fun and so, like, so wonderful. I've watched him in action, and everybody falls in love with him, and his abilities are so finely tuned that
it's so all in.
Yeah.
He's fun to watch when he's working at the board there. Tell our audiences about what albums and when, and what have you done here at the studio for everyone to know?
Oh, absolutely. So the first record we worked on came out in the summer of 2015. It was called The Cove, after the neighborhood I live in Sandiston. So that's where I had purchased a home, and I wrote most of the songs for that record. So it felt right. 2 years later, what we ended up doing was taking the live band that we sort of played those shows out with, got in the room at GD Ponderosa, and we said, okay, let's just try to make an album of four guys playing live in a room. And that one's called Remaining Young, after one of the songs on the album. And then most recently, I did a double album because I'm not very smart. and half of that double album was recorded at GD Ponderosa. And again, kind of going for that live in a room feel where it really is. It's four guys making music together with very minimal overdubs the way it used to be done. So
can you talk about what the difference is when you're in the studio doing that live in a room versus separating the tracks?
Absolutely. Yeah. So sometimes when most of the time now when artists are making a piece of work, what they're doing is they're laying things down track by track. So they'll put the drums down first, and then they'll add a bass, and then they'll add some keyboards or guitars or percussion and maybe some vocals, and essentially assembling things piece by piece like a puzzle. What I've been doing with the last couple records is trying to kind of do it the way things were in the 60s and 70s, where you have to put talented people together in a room who can play the songs well and kind of rise to the occasion. And there's a certain X factor you get with being able to play live in a room like that. There's a certain energy, certain quality that I think you can't really replicate going with that sort of piece by piece process.
Yeah, I was going to say energy and chemistry that you can't get from, you know, everybody's in their isolation booth or doing the track a week later, whatever. Not that there's anything wrong with any of that, but there is a different energy to it.
And if I may also plug GD Ponderosa once again.
Of course.
The room itself, almost, you know, for us, we had four guys playing together. The room itself is also like, it's almost like the fifth player. You know, there's a certain sound that you get in different rooms. And there was something about the room sound that you get at GD Ponderosa that I haven't really heard anywhere else.
It's true.
I stand by that 100%.
That's a brilliant testimonial. Thank you.
So one of the things we're asking all of the folks that we're talking to that have recorded up here, because now you are a seasoned recording artist. What about somebody who's new to recording and it's their first time going into a studio? What's your best piece of advice for somebody who's new and wants to record?
Ooh, be open to the process and be willing maybe to back down from, say, artistic vision every once in a while and listen to a producer or an engineer or somebody else in the room, because you'd be surprised what great ideas other people have. Collaboration is your friend, essentially.
Wow, what a fantastic answer. I thank you so much.
Absolutely.
So what tune are we going to listen to? Is there anything you want to tell us about? I think we're going to focus on, and I'm not sure how much of each of these, but Occam's Razor?
Well, Occam's Razor was recorded for that first sort of live in a room approach record that we took called Remaining Young. But Occam's Razor is a song. You know, Occam's Razor, the actual thing, is it's a philosophical thing where if you can't find, or if you have many solutions to a problem, it's often the simplest one. So the narrator can't figure out what went wrong in a relationship, and you know, ultimately, it was probably the narrator. that's kind of the vibe we were getting across there with that song.
And then, of course, we kind of picked out the census takers blues because, well, you know, if you're a census taker right now, yeah, you're not out knocking on doors, are you?
I don't think there's enough humor in music these days. There used to be a lot more humor in music, at least in popular music. So I've kind of made it my mission to write some songs that are serious, but also write some songs that are a little bit on the silly side. And I am a social studies teacher. I teach geography. So one of the things I thought about was, you know, the census and how funny it would be to have sort of like this creepy census guy who's not asking questions about, hey, like, all right, what's your name? What's this? What's that? It's like, are you single? Are you, you know, what's your deal? So that just kind of, I actually probably wrote it once I got the idea in about 10 minutes. But it was just one of those ones where it was like, man, this is kind of silly, and I think we need to do it. So,
Awesome. Yeah. So before we do that, I do want to ask, is there anything new and coming up that you want our audience to be aware of and how they can find out more about you?
Absolutely. I mean, a great place to check out my music and where I'm playing when we can play live gigs again is facebook.com/BrianStJohnMusic. If you see a little cartoon duck, you're in the right place. If you want to hear some music that I've had the good fortune of recording at GD Ponderosa, you can go to Spotify, Apple Music, all those kinds of fun places, or you can buy it on Bandcamp for a sort of name your own price kind of deal.
So as a musician, what are you specifically doing in this hunkering down time? Are you, you know, you writing a lot, or what's going on in your world?
I've been trying to go on social media and do little live things every day, or at least close to it. You know, just little 10 to 15 minute performances to keep me sane and also kind of keep me fresh. And I've been getting some response in terms of like friends texting and things like, hey, thank you for, you know, like it keeps my mind off stuff. But I'm currently in the process of writing a concept album about Sussex County as well. And cool. I would say the songs are just about written. And I think I know of a good studio I'd like to go to make that record. So.
I can't wait to be here while you're recording.
Love to have you in there.
Thanks so much, Brian. And stay well. And we'll look forward to seeing you hopefully soon.
Absolutely. You guys too. Stay safe out there. And really appreciate you having me on.
You bet. You take care, Brian.
All right. Bye.
Walking down the street, cold rainy night. Something for you, baby. So hot and right. Just another old man. Look, got my face. Put some pen to paper, baby. Just give me a little taste. That coming out of Francis, man, baby. My number's always ringing true. They call it a senseless man. From town to town, thumbing down my list, checking every house for any pretty girls I missed. Back down the alley, expecting every door. Up the second story, always coming back for more. Coming a senseless man. A couple questions. What's your name, girl? What's your profession? You make a little money. You got yourself a man. Don't need to know a status, girl, cause I got a little plan. They call me the senseless male, baby.
you like what you've heard. If you did, please let us know. Give us a good review and do us a solid and share it with at least one person that you think might enjoy this podcast. Find out more about this podcast specifically and GD Ponderosa Studios in general at gdponderosastudios.com.